Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. We're so happy you could tune in today. It's wonderful to get to spend time with all of you. We know that most of you don't get the chance to go to a monastery every day and talk with the monks, so this is a very special opportunity that we have. Do you like when people praise you? I think so. Everybody likes to be praised, don't they? How about being blamed? Do you like it when your parents or teachers blame you? Even if we've done something wrong and we deserve to be blamed, still, we don't like it. Can you see how your mind goes up and down when we get praised and blamed? Well, even though people praised the Supreme Buddha, he didn't get happy. Even if they blamed him, he didn't get sad. We'll learn more about that in the sermon today. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Petavattu. Stories of Ghosts.
Number 33. A Second Deer Hunter. In a multi-story mansion, you rest on your very comfortable couch, listening to the sweet music of instruments. But at the end of the night, before sunrise, you walk towards the cemetery, where you experience very painful feelings. What evil deed have you committed by body, speech, or mind that you suffer like this? In the city of Rajagaha, I was a hunter who was very cruel and had no self-control. I had a very kind friend who was a lay follower of the Supreme Buddha. He felt pity for me and kept advising me again and again, saying, "Do not do bad deeds, my friend. Do not be reborn in a bad world. If you wish to be reborn in a good world, then stop yourself from killing living beings." I did not listen to his advice because I took pleasure in killing and was very foolish. My friend, who felt sorry for me, advised me again, saying, "If you have to kill living beings in the daytime, then please stop yourself from doing so at night." So I killed beings during the daytime and stopped during the night. Because of this, I enjoy heavenly pleasures during the night, and during the day, dogs come out and eat me. Even though I only restrained from killing at night, I still gained good results from it. Now I imagine the disciples of the Supreme Buddha who practiced the Dhamma diligently throughout their entire lives and will surely attain the supreme bliss of Nibbana.
You can listen to more of these stories of ghosts online. Just go to serenecolombo.org/radio and click on show notes. There will be a link that you can follow to listen to more recordings and even find out how you can get your own copy of the book, Petavattu, Stories of Ghosts. Metta Bhavana, meditation on loving kindness. Now we'll spend a few minutes developing thoughts of goodwill for all living beings. So, sit quietly, try not to move, and think in this way. May I be free from anger. May I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily. May all beings in this place be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this city be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this province be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this country be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this world be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Live happily. Live happily. Live happily.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, we have been learning so far the Buddha's first great quality, that is the first quality you call the Buddha an Arahant. So we chant the Buddha's qualities in Pali. So when we chant these qualities, the great qualities, the nine great qualities, we should know the meanings. So the first quality is Arahang. So now you know that Arahang means Buddha was free from anger, free from lust, free from anger, free from delusion. So Buddha was free from lust, anger and delusion. And one more thing we have learned so far, Buddha had an undefiled mind. Buddha had an undefiled mind. So, and we learn things that are related to an undefiled mind. And we learn how a person reacts how a person who has an undefiled mind reacts when they experience gains, benefits in lives. And how they react when they experience losses in life. So once again, just imagine a person has an undefiled mind. I taught you two types of minds, undefiled and defiled. Defiled people are the ones who get angry very fast, who do bad things very fast, who are disobedient, who are selfish. Undefiled minds does not become selfish. So Buddha had an undefiled mind. Arahants had an undefiled mind. So we learned when a person has an undefiled mind, when a person lives with an undefiled mind, when that person experiences gains, losses, and when even if that person has a lot of people around him, a lot of friends around him, and even if he lose all those friends, that person does not suffer, neither get intoxicated. That means not becomes proud. So far we have learned four moments in life that we experience, four conditions, or could be four things that people experience in life. So first one is gains, second one is losses, third one is having a lot of people around you, fourth one is not having people around you. So when you experience these kind of moments, when we have a lot of people, we are overjoyed. When we lose people, we can't bear it. No sleep for people. So, children, there are times that you have a lot of friends. There are times that your friends change. There are times that all your friends might split into a group, and then you might feel all alone. So you might face this kind of incidents in life. So then if you feel sad, if you feel uncomfortable, you should remember that you are feeling uncomfortable. That's because, not because of your friends left you, not because of your friends has cornered you. It's because you have a defiled mind. So when we are cornered, when we feel bad, what should we do, children? We should start thinking the Buddha's first quality. When we start thinking of the Buddha, we will remember that Buddha had an undefiled mind. And when he experienced gains in life, he was not intoxicated. He knew that these gains are temporary. When he experienced losses, he knew that these losses are also impermanent. These losses are not under my control, are beyond control. So his mind did not change even when he experienced gains or losses. He had the same mind in face of gains, in face of losses as well. And also, when he had a time where he had a lot of monks around him, and also there were times monks started passing away, and there were times where Buddha's great disciples started passing away before the Buddha passed away. And while the monks remained, while there were millions and millions of monks remained, Buddha had to pass away. Buddha attained Mahaparinibbana when a lot of monks were remaining, when a lot of lay people were remaining. He attained Mahaparinibbana. He passed away from this world forever and was not reborn anywhere. And when he knew that, he was not sad. Dear children, the Blessed One knew when he is going to die. He knew the exact time he is going to pass away. And he was not sad. He told the monks, in 3 months' time, I am going to pass away. And he told, tonight I am going to pass away. And then mindfully he passed away. And the last moment when he was about to pass away, he asked the monks, he told Arahant Ananda, he spoke to Venerable Ananda. And Blessed One said that, dear bhikkhus, if you have any questions, if you can't ask me, now I'm at the last stage of my life, if you have any questions, if you have any doubts, if you are shy to ask me, if you are unable to ask me, at least ask your friends to ask me. Now this is my last moment in my life. If you have any questions or doubts, now you can ask me. Children, just imagine our great teacher, how much compassion he had. When the Blessed One saw the people who are suffering from anger, he had so much compassion towards them. Why? The Blessed One was free from anger. And just imagine when someone sees a person who is with anger, when this person who's seeing that person is free from anger, how does that person feel? He knows that there is no one else to help those beings to overcome anger. And then that's the Buddha who knows that it's only me who can help them. Then that's where the Buddha's compassion starts. Then the Buddha can't wait without helping them. Buddha's eye of compassion directs towards their minds. So we had a great teacher, dear Dhamma friends, dear children. We are learning that great teacher's teachings. So we have learned 4 moments in life. We have learned so far 4 moments that we experience in life, that we face in life. So we are going to talk about another 2 moments, that is praise and blame. What do you think, children? What happens when you are praised? We smile, you know, our face becomes so peaceful, happy. And some children, they dance when they are praised. They giggle. Sometimes they roll on the floor. They jump on the bed. Why? When they are praised, they jump on the bed. So, but when you are blamed, When the same person who praise you, when they blame you, what happens? Sleep. Whole day you will sleep. When the mother tells you to eat when the mother tells you to eat, you eat half. When the mother tells you to wake up, you sleep. When the mother tells you to sleep, you wake up. You remain awake. When the mother tells you to play, you don't play. When the mother tells you not to play, you play. Why? When you are once you are blamed, we become arrogant. Once we are blamed, children, remember, we become arrogant. We become disobedient. Once we are praised, what happens? We become proud. So children, see, even if you are praised, we fall in trouble. Even if you are blamed, we fall in trouble. So remember, today we just learned two things that we could experience in life, praise and blame. Now our Buddha, who was an arahant, who had the first quality, that is an arahant, the blessed one, in face of praise or in face of blame, his mind did not change. There's a nice story you need to learn. We'll learn you in a future program. That is the Akkosaka Sutta. There was a person called Akkosaka. Akkosaka came to the Buddha and started scolding and yelling at the Buddha. But let's learn in a future program how Buddha reacted to Akkosaka. From that sutta we can learn whether the Buddha was endowed with anger or free from anger. So let's join in an upcoming program with Kalama Dhamma friends and learn the story of Akkosaka. Namo Buddhaya.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Wasn't that story from the ghost very interesting? How half the time he kept the precepts and half the time he didn't? So as a ghost, half the time he experienced happiness and half the time he experienced suffering. So see, for whatever amount we can practice the precepts, definitely we'll experience happiness in the future. So now let's share merits. Today, we've done many, many wholesome things together. You've gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. You undertook again the five precepts that give us happiness now and give us happiness in the future. You practiced loving-kindness meditation, and we listened to a sermon on the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. When we do this, we like for other people to be happy thinking about the good actions that we've done. So, remembering all of these things done by body, speech, and mind, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May they have happy minds recollecting these wholesome actions. May our teachers, our parents, our family, our friends, may they all have happy minds recollecting these wholesome actions. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. See you again tomorrow. Thank you.